Hello, my name is Ed Hennings, and I'm the host of the Urban Trucker Podcast. And we are here today with our first guest, and his name is Ronnie Jackson, Metro Freight, Detroit, Michigan. How you doing today, Ronnie?
How you doing, Ed?
All right, man. Much love.
Glad to be over here, brother.
All right, good to have you. Once again, this is the Urban Trucker Podcast. We've went out, we tried to find the stories. Because we know this is not just your same old trucking industry. This is a whole new look, a trucker that you're seeing out here today. When that package is delivered to your home, you don't know if it's going to be a woman. You don't know if it's going to be some African-American or Hispanic person at your door, because it's a whole new look of trucker out here today. And we're here with Ronnie today to talk about that story of his. Let's just get started with the first question that I have for you, Ronnie, and that's how long have you been in the trucking industry?
I've been in the trucking industry. I got like, it's broken up a little bit. I had my license for about 18 years, but I've really been deep into the trucking industry since 2015, so that's about 7 years.
Okay, so when you say your license, you mean my specific
CDL
license?
Yeah, my CDL license. Yeah.
Okay, your CDL license. And what do you drive? Do you drive semis, box trucks, cargo vans?
Yeah, we got four. Well, we have four semi trucks. We got three now.
Okay, three semi trucks. Yeah. I had up to four. And the name of your company is Metro Freight.
Yep.
Metro Freight. Yep. Y'all remember that? Metro Freight Logistics.
Metro Freight Logistics out of Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan. That's right. And before we get into a little more, I'm just going to tell y'all a little story about me and Ronnie, man. We met through social media. But we also recently just did an event in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to Truck and Hustle for throwing an amazing event. And we met up there in person, man. And, you know, we from the Midwest. I'm from Milwaukee. He from Detroit. We in Chicago right now. So we doing a Midwest thing. And when I walked in, I knew exactly they was from the Midwest. Him and his business partner, because they was Versace'd up. So, you know, down south, we try to downplay it a little bit since I've been down there. But they came full force, man. It was wonderful to see. I felt like, you know, we was from the same area. We connected. I connected with them, and they didn't even know it, because I was like, yeah, they're my kind of brothers right there. So that's what's up, man. Just talking about your journey, you said you got started, and then you had a break in there.
Yeah. When let me give you a little bit of background about me. I got 11 years worth of prison in me, but I didn't do it straight.
Okay.
I did it in, on an installment plan. I wanted to go do a couple years here, go out, act like a nut, and then go do some more.
Yeah, no,
so my first stint, I did like 4 years in prison at the age of 19. And I got out, and my cousin was, he was preaching to me about going to get my CDL when I get home so I could be on straight and narrow. So, of course, when I got home, I tried to please everybody, my family and all that. And I went and got my CDL, but I didn't do nothing with it. I just went right back out into the streets, but I still had my CDLs.
Okay.
So then I went back for about 2.5 years of prison stint down in Arizona. Got out of Arizona, and I was doing a little bit of driving then, but then the street started calling me back again, and I got into some more trouble.
Okay.
Then I ended up doing like 5 years in the federal system down there.
Okay.
And so when I got out this time, well, let me do this. When I was in the federal system, I ran into an Italian guy, and he the one that made me really change my idea about trucking, about what I really need to do about getting into trucking, because he had a fleet of trucks, but he got into some trouble doing some stuff. But he was telling me that it's easier to get into than what I think it is. Because before, everybody used to tell you that you need to have this amount of money to get in there, this amount of money to do that.
Yeah.
But you did, but you really don't. So when he gave me up on it, and when he gave me up on it, when I got out in 2014, I just went full throttle from there.
No doubt.
So I got my first truck in 2015. And I was owner operator for somebody. I was hauling steel out of Detroit. Then I went to another company. I was doing auto parts, because you know auto industry is real big in Detroit.
No doubt.
And then in 2018, I worked for them until about 2018, and that's when I went on and got my own authority.
Okay. 2018.
Yeah, 2018 is when I got my first authority.
Okay.
It's my second authority. Okay. I messed up. Okay. Like most guys that get their first authority, they
hold
know.
Hold on, before you get into that.
Okay.
Don't give it all away.
Don't give it all away. All right, go give it away.
Let me ask this question.
Yep.
okay, the discipline that you was lacking before when you couldn't walk away from the streets and go full throttle in the trucking business, what was it that last time that made you say, you know what, this is it. I'm going to leave the street game alone and I'm going to go full throttle in them trucks. What was the turning point for you?
The turning point for me was being away from my daughter. I had one child then. So being away from my daughter, and you just mature. It come to a time where we all need to mature and have to mature. No, and I had to realize that, hey, these streets ain't where it's at right now.
No,
if I ain't did what I'm supposed to do in these streets right now, this ain't for me.
Yeah.
Some people it is. I don't think it's for nobody, but some people it is for them.
No doubt.
But this ain't for me. And I was like, and the way that an Italian guy, he really broke down about the type of money that he was making and what he was doing. He just got caught up as a foolishness.
Yeah.
And when I got out and I was talking to other owner operators and other drivers, and I was realizing how much money you really can make in this industry, I thought, well, let me go full throttle with this.
No doubt.
The main thing is I just matured, and I've been away from my child. I was I gotta stay home because I don't want them to fall into the stuff that I had to fall back into.
No doubt. And that's very interesting that you say that, because statistics show that the crime level drops after individuals make it to a certain age.
Yeah,
it's really high between the ages of 18 to 25.
Yeah.
But once you get to 30 on up, it starts to decrease a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, maturity, I would say, is a very huge factor.
Yeah.
And a lot of us, you know.
You start thinking different about
that's
like,
right,
hey,
no doubt.
I got a life that's beyond these.
That's right.
But that's beyond this that I got to live for. So
no doubt.
I don't know. No successful 60-year-old drug dealers are street guys.
At all.
I don't know none. So,
right.
So, yeah, that was like the main thing.
Well, man, congratulations on making that change, man.
I appreciate
you killing the trucking gang. But once again, you said this your second authority.
Yeah.
What happened to the first?
The first authority, me and my partner, we laugh about this all the time. I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but we ran our business like a nigga. I mean, not like a nigga, like a derogatory term.
Right.
I'm just talking about ignorant.
Ignorance.
We ran it ignorant because we didn't do our research.
Right.
We didn't even go look for mentorship. And a lot of guys should be looking for mentorship, especially if you get into this game, because it's real.
Yes.
It's different parts about this game that we don't know nothing about that will take us under.
That's right.
But the main thing is I was just running it ignorant, man. I was just running over my time, because we got certain times we can run.
Yeah.
Running over my time, not taking insurance seriously, because insurance will take a lot of us out the game. Booking, not knowing how to book loads.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, spending the money, you can't live off trucking by itself. Not unless you got a fleet of 10 or so.
Right.
But you can't just live off trucking by itself.
No doubt.
So that was like one some of the main things that made me start another one.
Yeah, and I definitely want the people to listen to that very closely. To what Ronnie is saying about dotting your I's and crossing your T's in your business. And we'll catch up with you. And that's something that I am so glad that you was able to bring out in this conversation about the businesses that so many of us get into the trucking business. And I've seen this lately, as well as when I got started almost 5 years ago. Well, with myself, was that I would see X amount of dollars on my settlement every Friday, and you know, it was just too good to be true. You know,
like you was back out in the streets.
For real. Yeah, so it was too good to be true. And, you know, it was incredible, man. And then one time it wasn't coming like that no more.
Yeah. Like how it is right now.
No doubt.
Yeah, like how it is right now.
No doubt. So, yeah, that's very important for all of you that's entering into this business, that's getting started, and things is looking so great for you right now. And just make sure you always... You know, don't spend everything. Let me just say that. Don't spend it all.
Yeah. I got an accountant now, what we do. And he tell us we got to put 20% up. Whatever we make, put 20% up just for your company.
That's right.
And then put something up for your savings. If you don't do nothing but put 1% up of what your gross, what you make that week, just put it up. Because it's going to save you in the long run.
No doubt.
Because we the trucking industry.
Yeah.
We're going to have breakdowns. We're going to have stuff that's going to happen.
That's right.
But we still got to live.
That's right.
So you got to be strategic about how you're going to do what you're doing in this trucking game.
No doubt.
And with your money.
No doubt. I just read something the other day where Beyonce's dad, he said that he had his two daughters, Beyonce and Solange, practice for mistakes.
Yeah.
Practice for something going wrong. And that resonated with me so deeply, because we just prepare for if everything goes perfect.
Yeah.
No. We're not prepared for the loops, the twists, and the turns. So my question to you, what was one of the major loops that the trucking industry has thrown at you during your time in it where you had to dig deep and had to fight through it? And it might be the reason why you're still going today.
Really, it's a whole bunch of stuff I can mention, but one of the main thing is finding dedicated routes, man, or like dealing with good brokers, because that's one of the main things that'll take you out. If you don't got a good dedicated lane or a good lane, it ain't even got to be dedicated, but if you ain't got a good relationship with brokers or something like that to where they not juicing you, because a lot of them are good, but you got some out there that'll juice you.
Okay.
And just take more than what they supposed to be taking.
Okay.
And there's really no regulations on it, so there's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
But that's one of the main things that really like kept me going, that will take you under.
Yes.
But once I understood it and I built a relationship with certain brokers and certain people, I know, okay, I can make it this way no matter how bad the market is.
Yes, and that, you know what? We just had that conversation about the people in the suits and ties. I've learned is just, if not more, ruthless than the people in the streets.
They are, they are.
You know, some of these companies, some of these people, it can get really cutthroat.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's just something that, as well, that you've been able to point out.
Yeah, because you wouldn't think
in that journey. Right.
You think everybody. You think it would be cut, but it's cutthroat
right,
in this industry, man.
It is.
I tell
it
guys
is.
All the time, man, I'm like, if you put the same amount of effort and hustle into everything else you do into the trucking industry, you're
that's
gonna
right.
make it. Because you're dealing with the same aspect of people. It's just it's just a different thing that you're selling or what you're doing. But you're
that's
dealing
right.
with the same aspect of people.
That's right. And that's the thing about it is when we leave that lifestyle, we let our guard down because we like, I'm gonna go on the square side.
Yeah.
And the square side, they don't get out like they do over here. And then you come to find out they get after it just the same way.
They get they different. They don't want your life.
Legal.
They want your finance.
They're right.
Yeah, they legal. Yeah.
They go in your pockets legally.
They go in your pockets legally. Yep.
No doubt, man, for real. Going forward, Metro Freight, man, three trucks down from four to three. What does it look like in the next, say, 2.5 to 5 years? What's in the plans? What Metro Freight got going on?
Our plans is, we want to scale up just a little bit more, but we want to cap off at about 5 trucks if we can get some good, keep our good dedicated lane. But we eventually want to go into consultation and helping guys build their company the right way so they won't go what we went through. That's the main thing. And we also want to get into truck parking real big because, you know, truck parking is real. It's a real headache out here right now.
Okay.
With people just storing their trucks or parking their trucks or just being able to find somewhere to rest.
Before you finish that, truck parking.
Yeah.
Interesting. I haven't even fathomed that truck parking. What is that truck parking?
Truck parking is it's basically where most guys that if they going on the road or if they at home or something like that, they need somewhere to store their truck.
Right.
So we store our trucks now at the guy's spot. Now we pay $200 per truck.
Okay. Per month?
Yeah, that's per month. $200 per truck per month.
Wow.
And he don't have no maintenance. He don't have no overhead.
So that's real estate
for
real.
Yeah, that's really that's safe.
Yeah,
and it's guys always looking for truck parking. If you know, and probably where you stay at or anywhere about where you at, you always see a truck parked on the side of the road or somewhere that somebody then came in for the weekend.
That's
because
right.
it's either they don't want to pay for the truck parking, or it's too much, or it's no truck parking.
No doubt.
So that's
no
one
doubt.
Of the main things.
Wow. So look, man, this the urban trucker, man. The hustle don't never stop, man. You hear that? Truck parking. And I've been in this game going on five years now, and I never even thought once about truck parking.
Yeah.
So this industry just keeps producing. It keeps producing new entrepreneurs. It keeps producing new ways to capitalize on this whole industry. So, man, I very much appreciate everything from meeting you guys in Atlanta, things we did down there, man. We had a great time, man. We connected and had a chance to network with a lot of individuals. Metro Freight, live from Detroit, man, with the semi-trucks. Also putting us up on game with the truck parking, man. I won't forget that, man. I'll be thinking about that for a long time, man.
Yeah, because it's a lot of guys sleep on truck parking because it's all you gotta do is find you a decent part of land, especially in our neighborhoods and in our city. They got plenty of land, our old industrial buildings that's there, knocked down, and the land is just sitting there. Let's go find out about the land and see how you can set up and see if you can set up truck parking there. Yeah. It's real simple to do. And
would you have to lay cement down or just no?
No. It's a lot of them just got gravel down.
Yeah, yeah. And that's good enough.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Look at that, man. There you go, man. Yeah. That's what's up, man. I appreciate that. That's a pound of game for us today. But before we go, before we wrap this up, I always like to talk to people about life.
Yeah.
Trucking has a lot to do with life. Business itself kind of comes together with life in so many different ways. And I know that some of the things that I learned about life helped me in my business.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier about you maturing and things like that. And how has some of the things in your life as a man, and you growing into a man, just share with us how some of your life lessons as you growing into a man, how has that helped you to deal with trucking, deal with other people that's driving your truck, other entities, brokers, all of these things? Because I know for me, some of these lessons, my patience, all these things are tested.
Yeah.
So, you know, my life, I had to grow as a person before I could even, you know, do anything in business.
Yeah.
So if you could share with us anything just far as your growth as a man, how it has helped you in your personal life and in your business life.
One thing that I have learned from just my past experiences and the industry is that a lot of stuff is business. It's never really personal. But we tend to take stuff as personal sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially dealing with different individuals like brokers or dispatchers, shippers or something like that. We try and take some of that as being personal because we're not getting our way or something like that, but it's really not. It's the same way in the street. We sometimes take stuff personal and it's really not personal, it's really just business.
That's right.
And it took me a minute to know the difference between that.
Right.
And that's one of the main things I took from my growth. It's really like, I don't need to take so much stuff personal and know that this is business and I can just walk away from this and go do something else.
No doubt.
Because a lot of times I didn't want to walk away from nothing. Right. I'd be a hard head and I'm not walking away from this. Yeah.
No
but
doubt,
sometimes
man.
You just got to walk away and know, okay, this is business. This wasn't personal at all.
Love it, man. Just a perspective change.
Yeah,
like we looking at the same thing.
Right,
we just looking at it different.
Looking at it different, yeah.
No
because
doubt.
We all pretty much the same. Ain't too much different with us.
Yeah.
Well, that's what everybody, black, white, Arabs, everybody. We all pretty much the same. We all go through the same struggle.
Yeah.
We all got families and stuff that we want to take care of.
Yes,
so we just got to know that they might be going through something that we not going through.
That's
so
right.
Don't take that personal.
That's right. That's right. And just to put it out there, we just spoke before we started the show today, started the podcast, was that about consultations.
Yeah.
About showing everybody else how to fish, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you can just elaborate on that before we wind this down. It's just about Metro Freight showing people in your area and in America how to do this thing.
Yeah, consultations and having some form of mentor is serious. That is really, especially if you was getting into this game, because you're coming into something. A lot of guys now, they come into this game not knowing nothing. They just see these trucks and they just see money and dollar signs, but they ain't thinking about all the back work and all the paperwork that you got to do and every regulation that you got to go through. And I used to think before, like, I'm not paying nobody to tell me how to run my company and do something like that, but that's crazy thing.
Right.
Man. That's crazy. If you don't, we pay for knowledge by going to school.
That's right.
By going to college. So
that's
why
right.
would you pay for knowledge for something that you jumping off into to make you some money? Especially as being an entrepreneur.
No doubt.
So that's one of the main things. Yeah.
There you go. There you go, man. Y'all heard it right here, man. The Urban Trucker Podcast, man. Y'all be on the lookout for my man, Ronnie Jackson and Metro Freight, man. He going to show you how to get these semi-trucks, put them on the road, and get to the bag, man. I appreciate you joining us, man, on the Urban Trucker.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, appreciate thanks, it. Well,
thanks for having me.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But, hey, I learned a lot, so, man, I really feel like, you know, I was a guest on your show today. I learned a lot, man, especially with that truck parking, man. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
All right, man. All right, man. Once again, the Urban Trucker Podcast, man. I just spent time with my man, Ronnie Jackson from Metro Freight, Detroit, Michigan. Y'all check us out on YouTube, man. It'll be coming soon.